This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in New Orleans. There's more traffic in this city than just a few days ago, and also more people. And this week we've been listening as people make decisions about their futures. Many residents say it's hard to consider rebuilding, though, until they know the city is secure. So people will closely follow the next steps by the Army Corps of Engineers. Now that most of the floodwaters are pumped out, the Corps and other investigators are trying to learn why the levees failed after Hurricane Katrina. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
Brenda Hayes knows exactly when the levee on the east side of the London Street Canal gave way. It was Monday, August 29th, after Hurricane Katrina had spent much of her force.
We were watching the storm, the winds and the water, and it wasn't that high. But my husband had walked outside, and he came back in, and he said, "Something's wrong." Then the water started rising. It just came in real quick. It covered like half of his truck. And he said, "Where's all this water coming from?" We still didn't know that the levee had broke.
Before Katrina, Hayes says her husband took pride in his yard and his lush garden. Now the entire neighborhood looks like a wasteland. Bushes, trees, and grass are all dead, and a thick layer of mud and sand covers yards, streets, even some cars. The houses here are unlivable, and few people have returned so far to take stock of the damage. The main activity in this area is up on the London Street Canal. A dump truck spreads big rocks, contractors call them riprap, along the top of the canal levee. It's part of temporary repairs to a 500-foot section of the concrete flood wall that broke in the storm. Phil Levitino, a worker with one of the contractors, stands on a bridge overlooking the canal. It's here that on the night of the storm, the water surged and burst through the levee.
Like part of the train that broke down is right into this canal. And it's the surge has got as high as these walls. And it just pushed in, and it kept on pushing it, and it just finally it gave away at it. Because the water surge stayed there, pressure pushing and pushing against it.
Exactly how and why the concrete flood walls gave way is the question now under investigation. At first, the Army Corps said it believed the breaches had been caused by a storm surge that overtopped the flood walls and undermined them from behind. While that may have been the case in St. Bernard and other outlying parishes, along New Orleans levees, the Corps says it's now investigating whether other factors were responsible. Lieutenant General Carl Strock is the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers.
The thing that we're really looking at here of interest is that you have flood walls all along the lakefront here. The flood walls of breeze were in these canals in narrow areas, so perhaps there is something associated with the hydraulic activity inside those narrow canals, and that's what we're really focusing our efforts on.
This week, at least four different groups of investigators have been in New Orleans collecting data on the levees, trying to determine why, if the water hadn't reached the top, the massive concrete flood walls still gave way. Some engineers suspect faulty construction. Others theorize that high pressure from the surging floodwaters pushed soil up under the base of the flood wall, causing it to collapse. Cheryl Rodrigue and Dwayne Bertuzzi live across the street from the London Street Canal and are already at work renovating their flooded house. Rodrigue says until now, she never worried about living next to a levee.
You know what? We should be, because it's probably playing Russian roulette. You know, like I told Dwayne, we always said this was going to happen, or he always said it, but not in our lifetime. And trust me, this wasn't even it. So are we going to redo and spend a lot of money to do this all over again?
The Army Corps of Engineers says when the investigations are complete and it begins to understand why the flood walls gave way, it will use that information in making permanent repairs to the levees, repairs that it promises will be in place by June of next year, the beginning of hurricane season. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.